Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing.
So we were just studying all round tables. We were studying Mark chapter 1 from 16 to, 39. And those questions that we said, we kind of went through it and we thought this is more profound than we realize. Because actually, we want to be asking, and we are asking those questions all the time. Yeah. And we didn't realize until we wrote them down and thought that would be a good study guide. But if you think about it, so the first question was, what is Jesus saying and doing? I don't know about you, but I ask this all the time. Jesus, what are you saying today? You know, what are you saying for this situation? Mm-hmm. Jesus, what are you doing? How can I get involved? You know that scripture where Jesus says, I only do what I see the Father doing. I don't do anything of myself. Yeah. So often, maybe not you, maybe not just me, I'm like, right, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to forge ahead, you know, all of that, whatever. It just, in everyday decisions, you kind of know the drill, you know, you have your defaults. But actually to stop and say, I don't want to do anything apart from you, God, because apart from you, I can't do anything, and probably messes it up anyways. You know, we've done too much of that. But actually, God, what are you saying? What are you doing? I only want to do what I see you doing. So just that sensitivity. And we looked at that in the passage, what he's saying, what he's doing, which is great. Healing, casting out, teaching, the authority. And the second question is, where is Jesus? Now, we might not ask that on a physical level now. It's like, Jesus, are you over there? Are you shopping? Or, but in this, you know, hear it in the spirit. Like, Jesus, where are you? Where are you working? Is there a person? You know, if you hear the thing of come follow me, like Jesus is on the move, he's going somewhere. Jesus, where are you? Oh, it's over there. I want to be there. You're going to that place, I'm going to go there. You want me to go to that person? Okay, this is where you're going. So it's the, where's Jesus? And I love how in that passage, and we'll come to that in a sec, where was he again in the first passage? He was in the synagogue. Mm. No, Sea of Galilee. He walked by the beach.
Side.
How spiritual is that? Well, Jesus did it. Then where was he in your story? Synagogue. So that's kind of the church at that time. You know, they meet, they have teaching, they sing. Then he was Simon's house. So he's gone from the beach to the synagogue to someone's house. And then our situation, he went to a solitary place, an isolated place by himself to pray. And then the last thing he says, we're going to go to the other villages now. So like he was on the move. He wasn't stuck and he wasn't stationary. So that's a good reflection for us, and we always think that too. And I think so often in our Western,
exactly.
What did you say there?
Go.
Go. No, you're jumping ahead of my script. Anyways, Viv wants to go. She's, no. But the where is Jesus? And sometimes we think, oh yeah, where is Jesus going to work or speak? Well, in church. Well, actually, if we look at the Bible, he's all over the place. And he had the same amount of verses on the Sea of Galilee by the beach as he had in the synagogue, as he had. Where was he again? Simon's house, sorry. Someone called Simon here? No. Someone's house, your house, your friend's house, the mother-in-law's house, as he had in the solitary place. And then how do people respond? And we've seen that. So what is Jesus saying and doing? Where is he? On the move. How do people respond? And we were just, again, meditating on, Jesus said to them, come follow me. He's not stuck. He's moving. Come follow me. I will make you. And that is, I don't know, maybe some of you know this, now you will know it. On that banner, this is what we have as a church in this region, a discipleship pathway. Can someone just shout out the first one?
Know God.
So when Jesus says, come, there's a sense of relationship, there's knowing God. Then the second one is?
Live in
freedom. So we don't want any baggage. We don't want any, I mean, in this case, he drives out demons. It's not always just that, but any baggage, stuff we've picked up that hinders us to follow. We want to get into relationship. We want to throw off the stuff that hinders. And then?
Discover
your purpose. And the last one is?
Make a difference.
We want to make a difference. Anyone want to make a difference?
Yes.
So, and it's all from those few words. Angelica wants to make a difference. Come and follow me. Come in relationship. Follow me. Throw off the stuff that hinders you. And then it says, Jesus says, I will make you fishers of men. I will make you, form you, fashion you, shape you. All of that. So thank you, Lord, because I need that. To make you become fishers of men, to go and make disciples, all of those things. And so we want to be a church on the move as well. And we have written out a little thing just to, do you want a handout? Give me one maybe. Just to recap a bit of the words Jesus gave us over the last year. We didn't want to go too much into detail because we kind of, if you've been around for a bit, you know. But what are the words that Jesus has given us when we started meeting in this community center in February? I think it was the first Sunday of February or second one. And then what has he been saying the last few months? And in terms of, I'll wait until you all have the paper because it's all on there. What has he been saying to us? Because if we don't want to be stuck, we want to keep moving with him. Now, that doesn't mean we're leaving this place, just in case you're interpreting this wrong. This is a place God has given us to gather and to meet. But think of what I said earlier. It's not all about going to church. Jesus is on the move. So I won't read it through the letter right now. I'll just summarize the paragraphs. So in the first one, we've just described God has given us this community center. We love it. Thank you, Jesus. It's such an open space. It's where the people are. And if you remember when we left the other place that we had, our phrase was, we need to be where people are. And we've got windows open, the doors open. There's a group that meets
Andrew's
over there. Andrew's litter picking in the morning, meeting people. You guys are out. There's Tesco car park. Yeah, exactly. Keep him going to be fed over there. There's the pickup service. So God has moved us and we felt that was right. And then we have those two phrases in bold in the top paragraph. One is to put our roots down. If you've been in any of our Sunday morning prayers or Wednesdays or around, we've probably heard that phrase. God wanted us to put our roots down and we're doing that. We keep doing that. Then the other bold thing is we want to be a well of living water. It's a thing that we kept getting when we were praying. We want to be a well that's full of life, full of living water. And if there's any stones in the well, any rubble, we want to clear that out. We want the life of God to flow, all of that. Then next paragraph, a little reminder of those three bookmarks. Anyone remember those? They are probably out on the little desk we have, with a table we have all the resources. One is the greatest command, which was to love God, to love our neighbor. So simple, so profound. If we can all do that across the world, a beautiful place it would be. So the greatest command. And then we looked at the DNA of the early church. That's the other bookmark. And if you read around those verses, it's all about love and generosity and sharing. They didn't keep what they had to themselves. If someone was in need, someone else would provide. Like, there was such sharing. And then those verses that we looked at so much last year, they devoted themselves. They made a choice and decided, I'm going to, and it says here, faithfully, steadfastly, and continuously to, where is it? Teaching, there's a word, fellowship, being together, relationship with one another, not just God, but also one another. Breaking of bread, which at the time we explained that, some people look at it as communion, because it's what God, Jesus gave. Some people just say breaking of bread, they're eating. Mm-hmm. So they've devoted themselves to sharing meals together, both the Lord's Supper and just food, and to prayer, devoted to prayer. So just a little reminder, those things haven't expired, right? This is like key ingredients. Yeah. But then the Great Commission, and it's always been the bookmark we haven't really taken, if that makes sense. It's probably the one Christians generally struggle with the most, but it's Viv's favorite word today, it's go. Jesus said, go into the world. And interesting, in our passage in Mark 1, Jesus doesn't just wait for people to come to him. Now, people come to him, but he first went. Jesus is walking and preaching. Jesus is walking and calling. Jesus is going to the synagogue. He's going to the house. He's going to the solitary place. There's a lot of movement. And so over the last few months, we're like, God, what are you saying? How can we make sure we don't get stuck here? Because as a group of people, we could also just get comfortable in the center. We don't want to do that, but at the same time, it is a place of gathering, but it's that gathering and scattering, if that makes sense, that's healthy. Now, the next little paragraph basically encourages all of us to do these things in our own time. Maybe review, how in my life am I living those things? In my family, neighborhood, workplace, all that, completely important. But obviously what we're concerned with as a congregation is, well, what does it look like for us together? Or who is our neighbor here? And some of you joined us. We went prayer walking the last few months in the neighborhoods here, just walking, praying, and sometimes, you know, blessing, sometimes praying against negative things that we sensed were maybe there. And that's something we want to pick up a bit more. The last paragraph, you can read it in your own time. It just reminds us that as Kingdom Faith, we're across the nation, and we're one church in many locations, but it needs to look like something here. This is not just about a Sunday morning service. It's about us as a people having our roots down, being a well of living water, but not just for right here, but also for the area and the towns and the villages, all that. But we had this phrase that got put in our hearts, to love the community. I'm going to put up the little slate that it is impregnated on our hearts a little bit. If you go to the back, we've collected lots of words, not all of them, but some key words that either we've had, as in Andrea and myself, or people from us have, people around your tables had, or also Pastor Clive joined us in April and Eric Castor joined us in April. And I'm just going to read them and don't have to unpack probably much, but just to state them, because, you know, if we ask that question, Jesus, what are you saying and doing? Well, we've been doing that for a few months now, and these are the things that came up, and we believe God wants us to respond.
That's right.
So a little sticky note, top left. One of the words was, or kind of that, think of the people you're connecting with as family and as your congregation. So when we go and we love, we chat to people, we might meet them, we bump into them, they're not a stranger, they're not the person on the other side of the fence, they're my family, and I'm going to embrace them. And they're our congregation. They might not attend on a Sunday morning yet, that's okay, but I'm going to see them as my family, my brothers and sisters, and have those arms wide open rather than pushing them away. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things. So with all those, we've been praying them through. We want to encourage them, you to take them and pray and meditate on those. The next little one next to it, this is actually quite, I find that quite key. Not just to invite people to a church service, in quotes, but to go to them and love them. I know there's different ways of doing all of this, but so often the model is, come and I bring you to a service, or come and I bring you to church and someone else will lead you to Jesus. Come and hear this great preacher, you know, like Billy Graham. Let's all bring everyone to Billy Graham. And there is such grace for that. Like, when that's right, awesome. And that's wonderful. And there's so much fruit in that. But actually, if we ask ourselves the question, what is Jesus saying and doing? We feel God putting emphasis on, no, don't invite them to service. Don't make that the focus. Go and love them. Go to them. Ask them how they are. Yeah? Don't even try and convert them on the spot, because actually, if you love them, you're genuinely interested. How are you? Mm-hmm. How can I help you? How can I pray for you today? And as that love flows, the Holy Spirit will be at work, and, you know, hopefully it goes further than that. But the focus, I hope you can see that, is not getting people to a service. It's we go love by the Sea of Galilee, in the synagogue, wherever it is, at that person's house. And we believe God has promised to work in that. Then on the right, Pastor Clive, he had this before he came down to speak. Maybe you remember that. He felt God say to him, I've placed you, as in us as a congregation, excuse me, in the community center to focus on seeing lives changed, not trying to build a congregation. In changing lives and making disciples, the congregation will grow, but not in gathering people. As in that not being the focus, if you meant. There will always be gathering, but not trying to gather, trying to be a church, trying to, oh yeah, see you. So not trying to, you know, be classic church, but actually in changing lives and making disciples, the congregation will grow, but don't focus on gathering people as such. It will grow, I love this, it will grow in reaching and transforming of lives as you go. What do you do with that? You pray. It's like, okay, Lord, what is that? How do I do that? How do you want my focus to shift? And then Eric on the left, I think for those of us who were spending some time with him after the service here and prayer walking in the area, it was quite impactful. And we don't have the exact words, but this is the paraphrase of what he said. Eric said, look at the map of where God has put you. What area is yours? So don't try and do everything either. Look at that. Be faithful in loving that area. And if you remember, that was a real thing in what he was sharing with us. Be faithful in loving. That's a key. God is building you so that he can increase you. Mm. Teach people to love. Build those muscles. He made a big point of that. And set the tone. And he really felt like there was something for us as a congregation to build muscles of love. You know, sometimes you do something, well, that was hard work. Mm. But when you do it 2, 3, 4, 5 times, you kind of, okay, I've strengthened those muscles. A few weeks ago, I brought some weights to church in the home at Andrew and Sarah's. Anyone remember we did some exercise, strengthening muscles of prayer and of loving? And it's that since Eric said that, it's been resonating with us. There's muscles of love that God wants us to exercise and build. Then the next bit, give without expecting back. Well, that must be God's love. That's not my love on a human level. Give without expecting back. God will bring people to you. They might not even be from that immediate area. But God will bring them because he wants them to come into the kind of love and faithfulness that you are expressing. And he just encouraged us, if you remember, to love, be faithful, in that sense, love your neighbor, which is really right there. And as you're faithful, God will work. And then on the right, some things from our setting more. A picture of someone standing at the beginning of the houses across the road there, with their foot on a plow as to work the land and get to work kind of thing. And then lastly, leave rays of sunshine wherever you go. Amen. I don't know who had that, but probably you. But it's for us. It's rays of sunshine. Oh yeah, and be hands and feet of Jesus. Be Jesus' hands and feet. Now, what does that look like for us practically? We've made little leaflets. Maybe you can spread them. Can you just maybe also just give everyone one? We've made little leaflets because we kept thinking, oh, we want to connect with people, but it just didn't feel right to say, hey, come to a church service on Sunday. But it felt right to connect. So we felt we should put together this. Love the community. So we're gonna start bringing them in this area. And if you look at the back, the big it does say, hey, we're meeting here with Kingdom Faith. We're, you know, Christian from lots of different backgrounds and cultures and all that. But it says, our question to you is, how can we bless you? So rather than saying, come to us, we're saying, how can we come to you and bless you and love you? And then this might be help in the garden, painting a fence, clearing out an area, and then whatever else there is. We're available on Sunday, late mornings and afternoons, that is over the summer months. If that's a blessing to you, we'd love to hear from you. So, and on the little letter we gave, the bold thing at the end says, let's carry this community in prayer and then be the hands of feet of Jesus. Do you want to hand out this one? And we've actually, like Eric said... Oh yeah, I've got the map there. Like Eric said to us, so we're trying to respond to that. This is, Andrea will share it on the tables too, but this is where we are. This is the big car park thing. This is the Tesco car park. So the community center's here. Yeah, you will have it on your tables. And you probably came with a car either this way in or down from here. We picked up Fred, so we came that way. But here we are, community center. So when we were prayer walking the last few, probably months, a couple of months, we usually went straight across there and we just walked here. Yeah, anyone remember? Caroline, you were there. We walked there. Some of us went beyond the roundabout, right? And to this area. And we were just praying, loving. We chatted to a few people in their gardens, handed out a few things. And we want to continue to do that. Now, again, we all know this, but just remind us, it's not all about this. It's about where you live, your neighbor, your village. And that's the thing I actually love is when Jesus says, I prayed and Jesus said, go to all the villages. So, but the thing is, if we always just talk big, 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 we sometimes never get to work where we are. And what Eric especially, but also from Clive, what he says, I've placed you in the community center to focus on seeing lives changed. And where was it? Eric said, get a map out. Thank you, Eric, we've done it. Get a map out. Where are you? What is your area? Now, we're still praying exactly, like, what is it? Because I could have also zoomed out on Google Maps and put the whole of West Sussex in, which is too much, right? So, but when we were prayer walking was here and here, and we're just praying at the moment, God, where is it? Where do you want us to focus? How can we love? Where can we be faithful to in loving? And so with these flyers, what we will do over the next... few Sundays, and also at the when we prayer walk on those Wednesdays, we'll just chat to people and put them in people's doors as like, this is the best thing we can do, Jesus. You're speaking to us. And then what we say to people, how can we help you, how can we bless, which might be on the spot, but we've said on the flyer over the summer months, you know, so maybe hopefully we envision people responding saying, actually I need some help clearing out, or would you be up for painting a fence? Obviously we don't charge, right? We're here to love. And then as people respond, we're like, okay, we've got one or two gardens that need doing. We've done that with you guys, haven't we, a few months ago. And then we see, okay, who of us might want to be involved, who can be involved, and not everyone can be. Well, you can always pray, which is super important. But who of us can be involved? And then maybe, you know, in the summer months, we maybe have a shorter service and some of us go over there. Or, you know, we'll work that out as we go. But it's kind of us trying to respond to Jesus saying, love this community. And be faithful to your neighbor, which is across the road. Is that okay? Does that make sense? Yeah. So we're just, the best thing I think we can all do is take this and pray and say, God, what are you saying about the bookmarks? What are you saying about, you know, all the stuff? Hear those words. And firstly, again, personal response. What is that like for you in your setting? And then secondly, okay, as a congregation together, let's just step out and see what God does. Yeah? We don't want to strive. We don't want to force anything. But we also know we need to respond. Our third question was, how do people respond? So we feel like Jesus is putting that to us. And we believe it's going to be a joyful thing. And see what happens and see what grows from there. So let's pray. And if you want more of them or anything like that, we have more. But we will hand them out together, or groups of us, whoever's up for that, over the next few weeks. So let's not rush.
Anyone any questions?
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, find us after.
Yeah.
You probably have lots of questions, actually. So how's that going to work? And what are we doing this? And what if I can't do this? Just let's just keep responding to Jesus and figure it out together. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, Lord, we thank you today that when we looked at the passages in Mark, it was so clear that you were on the move. And thank you that you're moving in our hearts and life. Lord, help me, help us never to become stale, never to become, I just know this Christian thing, this is where I go, this is how I pray, this is what I do. No, Jesus, if you're on the move and you're saying, come follow me, then I am on the move. We are on the move together as a group. And Lord, we ask you for, and now at this point, that you grace us to move with you, that you help us to hear your voice and to hear the excitement in your voice. Because wherever you went, we looked at it in Mark, wherever you went, whether it was by the beach or in a house or in the synagogue or in a solitary place or in the villages, there was life, there was power, there was authority, there was teaching, people responded, people gathered, actually in response to that, there was gathering, but there was a release of God. And Lord, we want that release of God. We want to love people well. Jesus, you went, it says you came to seek and to save those that are lost. You weren't just waiting for them to come to you. You went and you sought out actively those that are lost, those that are broken, those that needed help. And you went out to save, to bring the answer. You didn't just find the need and say, okay, that's not so nice. But you then went to save, which is to heal, to deliver, to set free, to restore to original intent. And so Jesus, as we are processing and weighing all the words that you've given us as a congregation over the last few months, help us to, all of us, to hear your heart. We don't want to rush into something that we've come up with ourselves or any of this, but we also don't want to just think about it and never do anything. So Lord, help us to step by step go and love people, love our community well, both individually and personally wherever we live, but also together. And Lord, we thank you, as we always pray, for the support group that meets next door to us, the other guys that, I think there's other guys coming in this afternoon in this community center, everything that happens, the people that see us when they walk past in the morning. Lord, we pray they'll be blessed. Help us not to be a church that just thinks of what can I get out of this, but what can I give? How can the life of Jesus flow? Lord, your word, one of the key words for us was, we want to be a well of life in this place, but those rivers need to flow somewhere. So I pray, Lord, that as we go into this week on a personal level, let those rivers flow through each and every one of us, to our families, to wherever we go shopping, wherever we go and meet people, our workplaces. Let those rivers flow. And then together, as over the summer, we open ourselves up to people, to engage with people. Lord, let those rivers of living water flow. Let those rivers of healing flow. Lord, where people need saving, would you save? Where people need help in practical ways, maybe they're overwhelmed with life. Lord, let us be that practical hands and feet of Jesus that don't just talk about it, but we do it. Mm-hmm. We go and we love. Amen. So Lord, we thank you and we surrender to you. And we bless you, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.